I'm here with the wonderful cellist Shaku Kanamason, and you've got another album out now. It's called Song, and I love the idea behind it. First of all, there's so much different music on here. It's like nothing else I've ever heard. And the fact that you equate the cello with singing, that singing quality of the cello, that's something that's always fascinated me. And I wonder if you could just start by talking a little bit about the cello and how it sings on this recording.
Yeah, the cello is an instrument, I think, that has such a powerful voice, such a range of vocal qualities. And that's something that's always fascinated me. And I have the luxury of spending every day exploring that. And that's yeah, wonderful. And I wanted to make an album that is very, very personal. And that features lots of different music that I love and that I care about performing with musicians that I, a lot of my friends, my family, people who have teachers and people who have really, really influenced my playing and making music in different ways as well, from the arranging side, the performing of classical music, the yeah, improvisation, some songwriting, working with composers on a completely new piece. All of those things are things that I guess the cello has given me the opportunity to experience.
Yeah. Can I ask you, I mean, you're from a musical family. You've got 6 siblings, I believe, 2 boys and the rest are girls. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And you're all instrumentalists. I mean, what was it like growing up in that household? And why did you choose a cello? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I'm grateful to have grown up in a household where music was all around me, and it's incredibly inspiring to grow up in that environment. And it meant that music felt like such a natural thing to enjoy and to love. And I started on the piano and the violin, actually, were my first two instruments. And I played the violin. My mum was my teacher when I played for, I don't know, maybe a few months or something like that. Then I remember watching a whole orchestra perform and being really excited by the look of the cello, the sound of the cello in the orchestra, and asked if I could learn the cello instead of the violin. I think my mum was quite relieved, for sure. and I certainly was as well, and really, really enjoyed that from the start.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful. I know you've teamed up with your sister, Isita, not only for albums, but she's also on this disc, right?
We performed some Beethoven and a couple of Mendelssohn songs and a piece by Stravinsky on this album.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You mentioned Beethoven and Mendelssohn and all those classical composers. There's a real mix here. And even with the mix, there's a mix of genres, you know, a lot of stuff going on here. I'm struck by how the cello begins the album with kind of a folk song aesthetic, and you continue that with that Welsh song, Mivanwe, which is a beautiful song. I saw a beautiful video of you playing the cello, and you're like out in the fields and the mountains and the lake. Mm-hmm. Where was that taken, first of all?
That was filmed we did it in Brecon Beacons, which is one of the national parks in Wales, and which one of the places I spent a lot of my childhood summer holidays walking in. And I think this song, Mavanwi, for Welsh people is very popular and well-known and very meaningful. I mean, the song itself is about longing for lost love and that sort of feeling of longing. But I think for a lot of Welsh people, particularly ones who now live outside of Wales, and for me, I went every summer, but don't spend as much time maybe as I would like. And listening to this music and playing this music, gives me that feeling of longing and reminds me of being in places like the Brecon Beacons and being at my grandma's house and watching male voice choirs sing this music. It's a very important part of me.
Yeah, I read the connection between this song and your grandma somewhere. She used to sing it to you, is that right?
Yes, one of her favorite songs.
Yeah, that's wonderful. There's such a sense of family, relationships, community that runs throughout all the pieces that you have on this album. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you proceeded with the concept, the song concept, how you chose the music that you were going to include.
Yeah, I mean, when I sort of set out to make this album, I didn't have a full list of everything that I wanted to record before I sort of set out to do it. I had sort of sessions spaced out over the year, and ideas sort of came throughout the process. Or, you know, maybe this would work well on the album, and this, or maybe I should arrange this. This could be interesting to do, kind of thing. And I love recording with people who musicians who I would consider a big part of my musical upbringing. So I mean, I made some arrangements for cello ensemble and recorded that with my current teacher, my previous teacher, and some other mentors, and that was very, very special. I recorded a couple of pieces with my friend Harry Baker, who's a jazz pianist and composer, and we both went to the Junior Royal Academy of Music together and played some in sort of piano quartets and gym music like that, and then went sort of our separate ways, and then came back at the Royal Academy, where he was on the jazz course and I was on the classical course, and both of us had interests outside of our course, and so we got together and made some music, things like that. I'm recording with my sister Zach Abel, who's a pop singer and a good friend of mine. We wrote a song together that was really fun.
I want to talk about these, the collaborators, mm-hmm. because, you know, you kind of double down on the cello sound with your arrangement for five cellos. I love it. That's beautiful. But it's so nice that you can include people that have had such a part in your career and your development as a musician. You mentioned, you know, your teacher, your former teacher, playing in that ensemble, but you did these arrangements for the most part, right?
I wrote the arrangements. Yeah, exactly. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's a nice process.
Well, it speaks to your talent as a musician. You know, most people here in the States will probably remember you from when you played the Royal Wedding for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And of course, you were already on the musical map before that, being a BBC Young Musician of the Year and all of that. But you were still, you know, very young then. You were 19, I think. And now it's a few years later, right? You've sort of started to come into your own. You've blossomed since that time into even more of a musician. Can you talk about how Sheku Kanamason is different now compared to that 19-year-old that was playing the wedding that we saw?
Yeah, I think I've been grateful for so many musical experiences that have really been such a part of my development. You know, I mean, traveling around the world and playing with concertos with amazing orchestras and conductors, and recitals with my sister of some of the best repertoire for cello and piano is a great experience and has really, really shaped me. And as well as all of that, the bits of chamber music and people I've worked with performances I've seen, music that I've listened to, all sort of feeds into who I am as a musician. And hopefully, since I was 19, I've developed and grown and will continue to do so over the next, I don't know, 70 years, whatever. Hopefully a long time. And that's, I think it's a wonderful thing about music and being a musician, is you get to spend so much time with this wonderful art that is music, and be in touch with the great composers. It's great fun.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful, and the music is wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about some of the music on the CD. You mentioned that you wrote a song with Zach Abel, which he sings on the recording. Is that the only voice that's singing on the recording?
Yeah, so he did the backing vocals as well.
Yeah, what I thought. Yeah,
I definitely didn't sing.
you wouldn't who came up with the lyrics? Was that Zach and you did the music, or how did that work?
Oh no, we did sort of both sides together. I mean, Zach, of course, has more experience with writing lyrics, being a songwriter and singer. But I wrote the lyrics with him, and that was a nice experience in sort of connecting. Yeah, the message of what we wanted the song to be about with what was happening in the melody and the harmony and the textures, and it was a nice experience.
Yeah. Well, of course, you're the cellist, so the final word on the music comes through you, I imagine.
I guess making all of the instrumental sounds was me. We worked with a really, really great producer who I always work with on all my stuff, and he and me wanted all of the sounds to come from the cello. So the percussion from like tapping the cello and the bass and recording and making it in such a way to give it that sort of bass sound, and with the harmony and the pizzicato and all these kinds of things. It was cool.
Are you interested in composing? I mean, is that something that is a part of your musical life? You want to keep doing that?
Definitely. When I, yeah, sort of when I want to. I've never written anything sort of big and large scale, and I write and arrange just for cello.
Well, I
I
imagine
think it
you're
would be
pretty
different from my
busy.
intentions. Yes, from bits and bobs.
Yeah, I looked at your tour schedule and you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Which I'm grateful to be doing.
That's wonderful. And there's such a variety of music on here. I know we've only got a few minutes, but you have some settings of songs by Johann Sebastian Bach. You've also got that really powerful excerpt from Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time, which is just a wonderful piece, and especially if you know the backstory of that. And you've got other songs on here. I wonder if you could pick a few of the favorites that you really, really would go back and listen to again over and over.
One of my favorites is the second movement from Bacchiana's Brasileiras,
All right.
number one by Heitor Villa-Lobos. He's a Brazilian composer, and I think Villa-Lobos is one of the greatest melody writers of all time, and that combined with the harmony that he uses is really, really powerful and evocative. And this is one of my favorite pieces of music to play and to listen to. And so I'd
That's
say
one of
that
the
would be up
pieces
there.
with the cello ensemble, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's a lovely album. The title song, I think, fits perfectly for all of these pieces that are on here because they really are songs of one form or the other. I hope that you do keep composing tracks like you did. I mean,
Thank you.
it's a wonderful way to express yourself and to get to know you a little bit. All of these albums that you've released recently, I think, have a sort of an autobiographical component to them. Would you agree with that?
This yes, exactly. That's definitely
Yeah.
true. And I think, yeah, I only record music that I really feel strongly about and want to record in that moment. I think that has to be there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's beautiful music. The album is called Song. It's from Decca Classics. And we'll link to that when we post this video. And I
Awesome.
know it's coming out on the 9th of September, just a couple of days away. And you're also,
Yes,
yeah. And you're playing at Royal Albert Hall this weekend.
on Saturday we're playing with the last night
Yeah.
of the Proms, which will be should be a fun
Yeah.
occasion. I love playing in the Albert Hall.
That's great. Well, Cello Sheku Kanamason, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Appreciate this
Pleasure.
lovely album and can't wait to share it with listeners.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.